This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
Program is rated MALSV. It contains strong language, sexual situations, and violence. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Finally, show with the balls to call it like it is. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Countdown to audio torture.
The Rated R Safety Show starts in 3, 2, 1.
Let the eardrum pain begin.
Forget the corporate bullshit. This is the Rated R Safety Show with your host, Dr. It doesn't matter who the host is.
Oh, truer words have never been said. It does not matter who the host is. What has always mattered is who the listeners are. Anyways, today is Friday, December the 6th of 2024, day 341th. Or should I say 41th, really, 41st of the year, and only 25 days left to go. We are broadcasting from the Safety FM studios in Orlando, Florida, and coming across the multiverse known as Safety FM, and then we are hanging out with our friends and colleagues over there.
You're being infiltrated. Radio Big.
Yeah, some infiltration in Radio Big I don't think has ever hurt anyone as we are talking about it. So keep that in mind as the things go for namesake purposes. Yeah, that's how that goes. So there you go. So anyways, how have you been? It's been at least 24. Or can we say 23 since we last hung out? Could have been a little bit less, but it just kind of depends on what show sequence you decide to go down with me. That's for sure. So let's talk. Today's Freeform Friday. So what does that mean for most of you? It means that we get to hang out and we talk a little bit about everything that's going on inside of the world. And then we do a lot of the catch up stuff of the things that we did not discuss. Go through. You know, that stuff. Because throughout the week, I get a whole bunch of news stories. And then I go, okay, this is what we're going to talk about. This is what we're not going to talk about and all that stuff. So today's the day where we go, okay, news story central, and we need to catch up with everything. So if you want to interact with the show, callinradio.com is the best way to do so. Easiest way as well. I'm not going to lie to you. So call in radio will get everything moving and grooving for you. It's the easiest way to interact with our stuff. And then outside of that, it's kind of an easy scenario because what happens next is you have some video, audio, and text messaging options right away as we are going through it. So there you go. So our show consists of safety in the news, just in case, at least hour number one does. Hour number two and three is music and entertainment stuff. We mostly do that on Radio Big. So you have some options as we are going through it. So just a little bit of everything. as we are talking. So there you go. Why don't we do this right away? Why don't we start talking about what the hell was trending in the overnight? Because that's going to seem important.
Here is what was trending. Rated R, Safety Show.
Okay, so as I take a look at the trends of the ends of the ends, NASA sets a new launch window for a manned space program, and a historic violin hits an auction block. We'll talk about that as we get into the details. Also, the Hollywood Reporters lists the biggest winners and losers in show business. Also, Carrie Underwood returns to ABC's New York Rocking Eve, and Pete Davidson says that he's paid this much while on SNL. He talks about that in casting calls. And also, Prince Harry puts rumors of chaos at home to rest for now. We'll talk about that as we get into the details of the Royals, you know, the stuff that we talk about. So if you are ready, I think I'm ready, because here's the thing. I have some people waiting from Feature Story News, and they want to talk to us. They want to tell us everything that's going on, you know, because that's what people want to do. They want to have the discussion, you know, the discussion about what's happening. So they're just waiting for me to say go. And that's what's going on. So if you're good, I'm good. And they will talk about all the feature story news that you want to see featured. Yeah, this is kind of how the rigmarole goes. So let's do this. Let's go ahead and bring in our friends from Feature Story News. That way we can get moving.
Here is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
From Feature Story News in London, I'm Ollie Barrett. South Korea's ruling party chief says President Yoon Suk-yeol should be removed from office. It comes with a warning there's a significant risk he could try to subvert civilian rule again. Yoon imposed martial law on Tuesday, citing threats from anti-state forces, before reversing it 6 hours later when Parliament, including some members of his party, voted to oppose the decree. Laura Westbrook reports.
Speaking after an emergency party meeting, leader of the People Power Party, Han Dong-hoon, said his party had received credible evidence that Yoon Suk-yeol had ordered the arrest of key politicians on the grounds they were among those anti-state forces during the martial law. He warned that Yoon posed a great danger to the country. His comments are a departure from his earlier stand that his party would block the opposition's impeachment motion, which is set to be voted on Saturday.
French President Emmanuel Macron has called for a spirit of hope as the nation wrestles with a constitutional crisis after its prime minister was kicked out of office. From Paris, Ross Cullen.
Well, after days of drama here in France, another dramatic moment, the French president making a primetime address to the nation. He began by thanking the outgoing Prime Minister Michel Barnier for his work, saying that he was ousted in a no-confidence vote that was driven by the extreme left and the extreme right, who, he said, was seeking to create disorder, not order. Emmanuel Macron called for a new form of political compromise and did say that he would be naming a new prime minister in the coming days, and then a new government will be appointed after that. That, he hoped, would be representative of all political forces. Now, there have been some opposition lawmakers who have been calling for the president to resign, saying that that would be the only way to unblock the political chaos in the country. The French president was combative in his message, and he ended by saying that clear, decisive action is needed.
Syrian rebel forces say they've taken control of Hama, the second major city they've captured. The militant group HTS declared victory there a week after taking Aleppo after a surprise offensive against President Bashar al-Assad. There are weather warnings in place for much of the UK as Storm Dara approaches. It's expected to bring strong winds and rain with the threat of large waves, power cuts and flying debris. Heavy rain and possible flooding's possible in parts of the UK that were badly affected by Storm Bert less than a fortnight ago. Alex Deakin from the Met Office says it could cause disruption.
Storm Dara is brewing out in the Atlantic. It's going to intensify as it approaches the UK. Although there will be some heavy rain that could cause some problems, the really big issue with this storm is going to be the winds. Really picking up during Friday night and into Saturday. Very blustery conditions.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.
With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks. Today, a new initiative by the British government to try and do something about spiralling energy bills. They're proposing to allow people who live near electricity pylons either to pay nothing at all for their energy or substantially discounted rates. It's all part of an effort to encourage people to stop causing delays to the construction of new pylons that are needed to expand the country's grid. The UK is poised to offer what the government calls community benefits to households in the path of electricity pylons, wind farms and solar arrays. Sam Richards is the chief executive of Britain Remade, a campaign promoting economic growth.
The reason why all of our bills went up by so much over the last few years after Putin's invasion of Ukraine is because we haven't built enough energy in this country. We're still reliant on gas for about half our power, and about half of that is imported. So we're going to have to build a lot more infrastructure over the next 5 years. And I think it is reasonable that the communities that host this infrastructure should benefit from it. So I think the government's proposition, or what they're looking at now, is to be welcomed.
Not everyone agrees, and the governing Labour Party could face opposition to the idea from within its own ranks. The government is planning to build 620 miles of new electricity transmission lines by the end of the decade, a goal only achievable if planning delays can be steamrolled. With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks.
To recap the top stories, South Korea's ruling party chief says President Yoon Suk-yeol should be removed from office. French President Emmanuel Macron's promised to remain in office until 2027, despite a deepening political crisis. Syrian rebels say they've taken control of Hama, the second major city they've captured, and there are weather warnings in place for much of the UK as Storm Dara approaches. That's the latest feature story news. Ollie Barrett reporting.
You are listening to something magical. You're listening to the Rated R Safety Show.
It's always amazing to me on how technology changes, and so does the environment that we're in. And cyber criminals will do everything they can to take advantage of a system. If you don't own a home, you have nothing to fear about what I'm about to tell you. But if you own a home like me and you don't guard it with Home Title Lock, you're inviting home title fraud, one of the fastest growing crimes. Cyber thieves around the world know our home values are sky high at the moment, and that makes us a target. The crime is scary simple. Let me explain it to you real quick.
A cyber thief simply forges your name on a property sale form and refiles it. That's it.
Now he or she is on the deed of your home and you have no idea that you're a victim. Then the person takes out a loan on your home and vanishes, leaving you to prove to the police that you didn't commit bank fraud. Home Title Locks puts a virtual barrier around your home title. The instant they detect any kind of tampering or anybody messing around, they help shut it down. Look, if you have equity in your home, you need to guard it the best way that you can. Some people might even go as far as guarding it with their life. Go to HomeTitleLock.com and register your address to see if you already are a victim. And enter the code RADIO. That's RADIO. That's the code RADIO for 30 days free of protection. That's code RADIO at HomeTitleLock.com.
Safety never sounded so terrible.
Rated R Safety Show.
If you have a claim and not sure where to turn, Coastal Claim Consultants are professionally licensed and bonded public insurance adjusters employed exclusively by you, the policyholder, to represent you after sustaining an insured loss. They assist policyholders in all aspects of processing the claim, working closely with the insured to provide the most equitable and timely settlement possible. They will provide you with comprehensive service, anything from inspecting the loss site, analyzing damages, compiling claim support data, reviewing applicable coverages, assessing replacement costs of damages, and negotiating your settlement. The adjusters at Coastal Claim Consultants will evaluate your claim for no upfront cost whatsoever. Coastal Claim Consultants' fee is based on contingency contracts and are paid when the insurance company sends you a check and it's in your possession. Coastal Claim Consultants are licensed to assist you in the following states: Florida, Texas, Oklahoma,
Georgia, and South Carolina.
For more information, go to coastal-cc.com. That's coastal-cc.com. For more information, lighting the way to recovery. Coastal Claim Consultants.
More sarcasm than a Mortal Kombat beatdown. Rated R, Safety Show.
Hey there, Jay Allen here with Safety FM, where we just don't talk about safety, we live it. And when it comes to safeguarding your future, there's no better partner than Acorns.
This part of the show has been brought to you by Acorns and a powerful tool that makes saving and investing easier than ever. We all know that investing can feel overwhelming, especially with busy lives and no time to dive into the nitty-gritty of financial markets, but Acorns changes the game. With Acorns, you don't need to be a financial expert or have a hefty sum of money to get started. In fact, Acorns lets you begin with just spare change. All about those small steps, small investments today that can build into something much bigger over time. Acorns recommends that the expert build portfolio designed to fit financial goals. Then it does the heavy lifting for you by automatically investing your money. It's like having a financial advisor in your pocket working around the clock to help your money grow. So why wait? Head over to acorns.com/safetyfm or download the Acorns app and take that first step towards securing your future today. Remember, in the world of safety and investing, small actions today can lead to a mighty outcomes tomorrow.
Paid non-client endorsement. Compensation provides an incentive to positively promote Acorns. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors LLC and SEC Registered Investment Advisors. View important disclosures at acorns.com/safetyfm.
At Safety FM, we're all about making smart decisions on the job and in life. So take control of your financial future. This is Jay Allen reminding you to stay safe, stay smart, and invest in your tomorrow.
Listen to our host
of the Rated R Safety Show.
Self-implode on our airwaves, only on Safety FM.
Yeah, self-implosion and airwaves always sound like a great combination when you start talking about it. Anyway, 16 minutes past the top of the hour as you and I are hanging out on this Freeform Friday, getting to do the stuff that we do together. So I guess I should ask this because it's important to some. Are you looking forward to the weekend? You know, that would be that day, you know, the thing that happens right after you do work today. I mean, some people get super excited. Like, I sometimes don't understand on how people are so excited about being off from work than going to work, because I cannot imagine hating the stuff that I do. Sounds kind of shitty. But I don't know. I look at her and I go, you need to do what's in the best interest of you. But man, I'm not that excited about the weekend. I'm excited about life. At least I feel that way most of the time. But anyways, let's not get too far down the rabbit hole. Let's start talking about some other things, because it's always a good time as we get to hang out. And let's take it from the very top of
the shit list,
because that's the stuff that we need to do. Anyways, in January, NASA delayed the Artemis program next launch until the earliest of September of next year. Well, the Artemis 2 will fly as soon as April of 2026. The first Artemis mission launched in November of 2022 and carried an unnamed rocket into orbit around the moon, making it the furthest from Earth a human-related spacecraft has ever flown. Artemis 2 will eventually carry astronauts in a flyby to the moon, or of the moon. And it all goes as planned. The follow-up mission in mid-2027 will put human boots on the lunar surface for the first time since, you ready for this? 1972. Holy monkeys. Talk about, you know, a long time. I don't think it gets much longer than that, if you get what I'm saying there. So there you go. So I don't know. What do you think about it? Is it interesting to you, or could you care less? I'm just saying. Anyways, take a listen to this. Restaurant chain Chi-Chi's will begin reopening locations next year, more than two decades after the final location closed in 2004 amid financial troubles. and health-related lawsuits as a part of the chain shutdown. The food processing company Hormel Foods bought the trademark for Chi-Chi's. The son of the chain's original founder has struck a deal with Hormel to use Chi-Chi's brand and relaunch of multiple locations. No word yet on how many locations will be part of the deal. Did you know that Chi-Chi's operated on a limited basis in Europe starting in 2002, but never got big? The last location closed in 2022. That's according to Chi-Chi's themselves. So there you go. Anyways, speaking of burritos, your Chipotle order is about to get inflated in price, not in size. The fast casual chain announced an increased prices of 2% across the board nationwide. The change comes after former CEO Brian Nicole departed the top job to lead Starbucks. By the way, the Bureau of Labor Statistics reports that dining out prices have increased at least 28% since the start of the pandemic. This is according to Restaurant Dive. Now, I have to tell you, I am kind of amazed with some of the prices on going to a restaurant nowadays. Like, I will tell you, I went to a sandwich shop. And I want to say I easily dropped $20. And, you know, it wasn't a foot-long sandwich or anything astronomical that you would sit there and go, oh, that makes sense that it costs so much. I was sitting there going in total shock. And it wasn't like some premium kind of meat thing or anything weird. I'm just like, I just don't understand the prices of going out to eat anymore. And, like, it makes no sense to me. Like, I have not been to a Brazilian steakhouse in years at this point because of the fear of what it would cost to go there. Okay, maybe it's not the fear of going, what it would cost to go there, but I haven't been there in such a long time, and I remember them not being cheap in the first place, so I can't even imagine what it would cost now. Could you imagine? I don't know.
We at Safety FM are not responsible for what this idiot behind the microphone is saying.
He is trying to be entertaining.
Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, take a listen to this one because it's interesting. A violin made by iconic craftsman's Antonio Stravrari in 1714 will hit the auction block in February. The historic instrument dubbed the Giacomini Ma, was played by Sihom Ma after Joseph Jacob, who worked with the legendary composer Johannes Brahms in the 19th century. Auction house Salisbury estimates that the violin could fetch up to, are you ready for this? For one instrument, $18 million for a violin. A violin. I get so confused on stuff. And listen, I always say this, and people look at me like I'm crazy, and I go, uh-uh. There is a market for everything. You just have to make sure you find the right person to do it. But it's amazing to me what people would be willing to pay for certain things. Now, I will tell you, if you're looking on the video streamer right now, you probably see some artifacts behind me. And yeah, I will tell you that some of the artifacts that I have inside of this office, inside of this room, inside of this station, inside of whatever the hell you want to call this, were not cheap. And I paid X amount of money for some of these things because they were important to me, because somebody knew that there was a market for me to buy this crap. And that's how it is with everything. And people go, no, that's not the case. No, it is the case. That's kind of how it goes. That's how the market stuff works. So just something to talk about. That is for sure. Okay, let's continue talking. The search for a missing grandmother who believed to have fallen into a sinkhole turned into a recovery effort on Thursday. Crews have been looking for any sign of the 64-year-old Elizabeth Pollard in a defunct mine located behind the Pennsylvania Bar and Grill. She disappeared early Monday while searching for a missing cat, Pepper. It's now a matter of trying to find her and do the right by her family. Police spokesperson Trooper Steve Liamimi told reporters yesterday. So apparently they're still looking for her. Okay, so let's talk about this one, because this one's still an interesting one to me in regards to what's going on. So take a listen to this. Some new developments in search of the United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson's killer. NYPD sources tell the New York Post that the suspect used a fake New Jersey ID to check into a nearby hostel. Officials believe the suspect stayed at a high New York City hostel the night before. What is a high? Like, is that a brand? Or is it like high? H-I? You know what I'm saying? Or is it H-I-G-H? Just saying. Okay. Analysis of the bullet shells and casing showed the word deny, depose, defend engraved on them. The word eerily parallel a 2010 book critical of the healthcare industry called Delay, Deny, Defend, Why Insurance Companies Don't Pay Claims and What You Can Do About It. The book's author, law professor at Rutgers, has declined to comment. The New York Times reports that the local police investigated the bomb threat at Thompson's home in Maple Grove, Minnesota on Wednesday, while the Wall Street Journal reports that Thompson and his wife had been living in separate homes less than a mile apart for a few years, according to the property records and intel from neighbors. Also from the Times, authorities believe that the suspect purchased the gun used in the hit in Connecticut. Other evidence collected so far, a discarded water bottle and a burner cell phone, according to CNN. NBC reports that Thompson did travel with personal security, I guess just not on the day of. So if you are on the video side, I'm going to show this real quick. This is what the claim is of what the person looks like that's being looked for. And apparently they got a good angle. Without the hoodie, or with the hoodie, but you can see the face way better because remember there was a face covering if you've seen the video. But that is what the person in question looks like. Now, Crime Stoppers has I think it's a $10,000 reward. They're saying for any information that you know to call 1-800-577-84. Yeah, I think it's 8477 or tips, whatever's easier for you to remember. So there you go. What an interesting time. And I don't know if you've seen the thing, but it gets interesting. So there you go. So let's continue talking. Singer Samantha Lawrence has died. She passed away on December the 1st, according to an Instagram post from a close friend. No further details were shared, of course. Lawrence was one half of the UK hip-hop group We Papa Girl Rappers. She was only 55 at the time of her passing. So there you go. So I'm going to reference this person. Supposedly has the best-looking face on the planet because of how the circumference of her face and how evenly symmetric it is. But actress Amber Heard is expecting baby numero dos. She's 38 years of age, just in case. Heard is already a mom of a 3-year-old daughter. No other details are known, just so you know. So good for her. Good for her. I don't know. I still think that it's interesting if you go back to that trial thing with her and Johnny Depp. Especially if you watch the Netflix version. I'm just saying. It's an interesting one for sure. Do we want to talk about breakups? I don't care about breakups. We'll leave it at that. Okay, let's talk about by the numbers. The Dow lost about 248 points to close at 44,765 on Thursday. And the S&P lost about 11 points to close at 6,075. And the NASDAQ lost 34 points to close at 19,700. West Texas Intermediate closed at $68 a barrel, and Brent crude was at $72 a barrel. The national average price of a gallon of gas was $3.03 on Thursday. And Bitcoin recovered slightly from an evening of crashing, bottoming out around $92,000 before rebounding. Now, keep in mind that the day before, it had made it all the way up to $100,000. So, I mean, it's kind of one of those amazing things when you take a look at it overall as we are talking. So there you go. Anyways, tonight's Mega Million drawing will be for $579 million jackpot or a $276.6 million cash payout. Saturday night's Powerball drawing will be for $260 million jackpot or a $123 million cash payout. So if you want to play the game, there is an opportunity to do so. Okay, do we want to talk about the Hollywood Reporter released the annual list of Hollywood's biggest winners and losers? Well, we're going to do it anyways. Winners include Zendaya and other former child stars, Joe Rogan and other podcasters, musical movies, everyone involved in The Penguin, prolific showrunner Taylor Sheridan, and skeezy streaming dating shows. Losers included Kevin Costner, Francis Ford Coppola, the Joe Biden Kamala Harris cheer squad, everyone involved with the Joker Part 2, cable TV, and Star Wars. Maybe I should get an explanation here of what they're talking about. So here we go. This year's annual winner and losers list might sting a bit, but particularly for Hollywood progressives, you might not love some of the winners that are listed on here. Let's see. You might not like saying that certain names lost this year. It's perhaps appropriate with Donald Trump being reelected that our annual rundown reads a bit of revenge of the canceled. But for the people spoken here are the list. The list also features several talented actresses who are arguably best for the year, bold creatives, and huge risk that flopped. Two Gotham City villains projects with very different fates, a sci-fi franchise of fandom loss, hope, and more, including literal aliens and such divisive times. Take heart that there is at least one thing that all Americans can feel pretty good about. Everybody finally stopped talking about the NFTs this year. So there you go. So the list is kind of long. So if you want to, you can go to thehollywoodreporter.com and take a look at the list when you get a chance. Because, I mean, there is some stuff there, no doubt about it. But, you know, who knows? I don't know what you like. And, I mean, it's a long list. That's just kind of how it goes. Yeah, welcome to Reporting 101 here. As we are talking. Okay, so take a listen to this. Taylor Swift's Eras book sold 814,000 copies in its first weekend, making it the top-selling book of the week, the most successful publishing launch of the year. The 256-page book features over 500 photos from the record-breaking 20-month tour. The book hit target shelves on Black Friday. So, if you're into that, you can go take a look-see, no doubt about it. Also, take a listen to this. Sean Combs' first of many Christmases behind bar will include a day filled with card games, dominoes, a 3-on-3 basketball tournament, and a soccer game. He will be served a special holiday lunch of Cornish hen, mac and cheese, cranberry sauce, dinner rolls, and dessert. This is according to Page Six. How's this even news? I'm so confused sometimes with some of the stuff that we talk about. Anyways, with that being said, normally around this time, we do what we call our main story. But not today, baby, because it's Freeform Friday.
Here is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
Story news in London, I'm Ollie Barrett. South Korea's ruling party chief says President Yoon Suk-yeol should be removed from office. It comes with a warning there's a significant risk he could try to subvert civilian rule again. Yoon imposed martial law on Tuesday, citing threats from anti-state forces, before reversing it 6 hours later when parliament, including some members of his party, voted to oppose the decree. Laura Westbrook reports.
Speaking after an emergency party meeting, leader of the People Power Party Han Dong-hoon said his party had received credible evidence that Yoon Suk-yeol had ordered the arrest of key politicians on the grounds they were among those anti-state forces during the martial law. He warned that Yoon posed a great danger to the country. His comments are a departure from his earlier stand that his party would block the opposition's impeachment motion, which is set to be voted on Saturday.
French President Emmanuel Macron has called for a spirit of hope as the nation wrestles with a constitutional crisis after its prime minister was kicked out of office. From Paris, Ross Cullen.
Well, after days of drama here in France, another dramatic moment, the French president making a primetime address to the nation. He began by thanking the outgoing Prime Minister Michel Barnier for his work, saying that he was ousted in a no-confidence vote that was driven by the extreme left and the extreme right, who, he said, was seeking to create disorder, not order. Emmanuel Macron called for a new form of political compromise and did say that he would be naming a new prime minister in in the coming days, and then a new government will be appointed after that. That, he hoped, would be representative of all political forces. Now, there have been some opposition lawmakers who have been calling for the president to resign, saying that that would be the only way to unblock the political chaos in the country. The French president was combative in his message, and he ended by saying that clear, decisive action is needed.
Syrian rebel forces say they've taken control of Hama, the second major city they've captured. The militant group HTS declared victory there a week after taking Aleppo after a surprise offensive against President Bashar al-Assad. There are weather warnings in place for much of the UK as Storm Dara approaches. It's expected to bring strong winds and rain with the threat of large waves, power cuts and flying debris. Heavy rain and possible flooding is possible in parts of the UK that were badly affected by Storm Bert less than a fortnight ago. Alex Deakin from the Met Office says it could cause disruption.
Storm Dara is brewing out in the Atlantic. It's going to intensify as it approaches the UK. Although there will be some heavy rain that could cause some problems, the really big issue with this storm is going to be the winds, really picking up during Friday night and into Saturday. Very blustery conditions.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.
With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks. Today, a new initiative by the British government to try and do something about spiralling energy bills. They're proposing to allow people who live near electricity pylons either to pay nothing at all for their energy or substantially discounted rates. It's all part of an effort to encourage people to stop causing delays to the construction of new pylons that are needed to expand the country's grid. The UK is poised to offer what the government calls community benefits to households in the path of electricity pylons, wind farms and solar arrays. Sam Richards is the chief executive of Britain Remade, a campaign promoting economic growth.
The reason why all of our bills went up by so much over the last few years after Putin's invasion of Ukraine is because we haven't built enough energy in this country. We're still reliant on gas for about half of our power, and about half of that is imported. So we're going to have to build a lot more infrastructure over the next 5 years. And I think it is reasonable that the communities that host this infrastructure should benefit from it. So I think the government's proposition, or what they're looking at now, is to be welcomed.
Not everyone agrees, and the governing Labour Party could face opposition to the idea from within its own ranks. The government is planning to build 620 miles of new electricity transmission lines by the end of the decade, a goal only achievable if planning delays can be steamrolled. With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks.
To recap the top stories, South Korea's ruling party chief says President Yoon Suk-yeol should be removed from office. French President Emmanuel Macron's promised to remain in office until 2027, despite a deepening political crisis. Syrian rebels say they've taken control of Hama, the second major city they've captured, and there are weather warnings in place for much of the UK as Storm Dara approaches. That's the latest feature story news. Ollie Barrett reporting.
This show is almost as enjoyable as hearing the sound of the toilet flush. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
This portion of the show has been sponsored by Private Internet Access, America's number one virtual private network, or VPN. Even if you use incognito mode, internet service providers is storing your browser data and many times even selling it. But Private Internet Access, or PIA, can help you. PIA encrypts and reroutes your internet traffic through one of its own servers, hiding your data from your internet service provider or network admin. And with servers in over 75 countries, you can get unrestricted access to geo-blocked content from around the world. PIA comes with easy-to-use apps and browsers extension for all devices, a rock-solid privacy policy, open source security, advanced customization settings, and it was just ranked the fastest VPN in the world by PC Magazine. And if you sign up right now with PIA, you can take advantage of a special deal only for Safety FM listeners. Only by using the following link, you can get the digital privacy for less than $2 a month. Yes, you did hear me correctly. Less than $2 a month and an extra 4 months for free. So that means for only $1.98 a month,
and 83% off, you can get this service for you right now. That's so much more inexpensive than virtually every other VPN on the market. And if you get it right now, you can take BIA's 30-day risk-free challenge. You can try it out for 30 days, see if you like it, and if not, just return it for a full refund. So just go to safetyfm.com/VPN. That's safetyfm.com/VPN to try out the best VPN on the planet completely risk-free. Now remember, safetyfm.com/VPN.
How about safety training that actually addresses your hazards in your workplaces and is not standardized baloney from 25 years ago? Contact the Safety Wars team at safetywars.com or call Jim Pozel at 845-269-5772. Remember, if you're receiving this message, you are the solution to unsafe workplaces.
If you're anything like me, you have certain tendencies to put things off, such as filing taxes, seeing the doctor, you know, working on that home improvement project that you're supposed to be doing, but you just haven't gotten to it. And while most of the times it works out, the one thing in life that you really cannot afford to wait on is setting up term coverage life insurance. You've probably seen life insurance commercials on TV and thought, yeah, I'll look into it later. Well, the answer is no. This isn't something that you can wait for. Choose life insurance through Ladder today. Ladder is 100% digital, no doctors, no needles, no paperwork. When you apply for $3 million in coverage or less, just answer a few questions about your health in an application. Ladder's customers rate them 4.8 out of 5 stars on Trustpilot, and they've made Forbes Best Life Insurance in 2021's list. You just need a few minutes and a phone or a laptop to apply. Ladder Smart algorithm works in real time, so you'll find out if you're instantly approved. No hidden fees, cancel anytime. Get full refund if you change your mind in the first 30 days. Ladder policies are issued by insurers with long proven histories of paying claims. They're rated A and A plus by AM Best. Finally, since life insurance costs more as you age, now is the time to cross it off your list. So go to ladder.com/safetyfm today to see if you're instantly approved. That's ladder.com/safetyfm, ladderlife.com/safetyfm.
Safety never sounded so terrible.
Rated R Safety Show.
I know you all want to hit your revenue targets and get the launch done. Well, making sure that your team knows what to do and how to do it is a huge part of it. So I'm sure that you all do different kinds of training, and I'm willing to bet that you probably use PowerPoint, Zoom, etc. I also bet that when you get someone droning on about a topic using these tools, you probably zone out. And your team does too. I mean, it is a reality of what happens. That's why I strongly recommend a tool called Articulate 360. That makes it so easy to whip together interactive, really beautiful e-learnings that really engages people and gets info across. You can create short form micro-learning, super interactive courses, and really whatever you need when you're in their site. Then with a couple of clicks, you can send it out and check on it and see the progress of your team. Your team can also check back on the training anytime they want in a super simple portal. Literally everyone uses Articulate. Over 120,000 companies and all 100 Fortune 100 companies. Check it out at articulate.com/360 to start a free trial. That's articulate.com/360 to start your free trial. And don't forget to tell them that I was the one that sent you there.
Radio Big. USA, Canada, UK.
a DJ, DJ. Your body rock. Go on, slide it left to right. Move it, groove it, move it like Mike. I can tell you really feel it on the inside. So let those feet come to life. It's a non-stop party. Come on, move that body. Make them all go wow. Look at you breaking it down. Oh, just let your body rock, rock like. Oh, you never wanna stop.
Okay, here we go. I like the week. 44 minutes past the top of the hour. As we are hanging out here on the Rated R Safety Show. Hour number one of the Jay Allen in the Morning Show. No doubt there. This that you're taking a listen to, Let Your Body Rock, Ellie Sharp. Yeah, you can take a listen to that on Spotify, YouTube Music, or even some Apple Music if you're so inclined to do so. So there you go. We would like to thank Ellie Sharp for allowing us to play this here. Yeah, there you go. So there you go. You know, always trying to give you some new tunage because we never know what the hell is going to be out there. That is for sure. So let's talk about this because it is Freeform Friday. And let's talk about the most important thing that I will ever tell you in my lifetime. And that's about my friend to write love on her arms. No matter what you're facing, you deserve to be connected to help. And the people at To Write Love on Their Arms want you to know that people are have been where you are now and things can get better. Healing is possible. To find out more information, go to TWLOHA.com. That's TWLOHA.com. And go all the way to the far right-hand side of that website. Once you get there, there's going to be information related to addiction, depression, anxiety, eating disorder, self-injury, suicide, trauma, just to name a few. That's TWLOHA.com. That's To Write Love on Her Arms. And I'm going to reference this just because I'm going to. So here you go. If you are in Orlando or in the area of Orlando, on December the 6th, which is today, and tomorrow, December the 7th, To Write Love on Her Arms is having their warehouse sales. So what does that mean? Between 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., you can go there, and they have their warehouse open, is really what it is. And you can take a look at all of the stuff, their shirts, their accessories, outerwear, home decor, and so on, for you to do your holiday season shopping, or whatever you would like to do with some of the merchandise that they have. So you can join them on their holiday sale, no matter what if you're shopping for yourself or loved ones for the holiday season. They'll have plenty of items to choose from. They'll have a huge selection of TWLOHA t-shirts, tanks, outerwear, accessories, home decor, and more. They look forward to seeing you there. The location is 404 East New Haven Avenue in Melbourne, Florida. That's 32901, just in case if you're interested. So that's TWLOHA.com. I always tell people, I think it's fantastic, the stuff that they do in regards to it. That's why we talk about it so much, because I think that, you know, mental health is something that we should talk about all the time. And if you need something, you know, to bring this subject up, that's the way to go about it. Okay, so let's talk real quick about some movies that are being released this weekend. Y2K, two high school nobodies decide to crash the last major celebration before the new millennium of on New Year's Eve 1999. The night before becomes, yes, even crazier than they could ever have dreamed. When the clock strikes midnight. It's rated R, just in case. That's out today. Also, werewolves. Two scientists try to stop a mutation that turns people into werewolves after being touched by a super moon the year before. That's rated R as well. And Night Bitch. Yeah, that's the name of the movie. A woman pauses her career to be a stay-at-home mom, but soon after her domestically takes a surreal turn. That comes out today. Rated R as well. So there you go. Okay, so let's talk real quick about some tipping points. How do you feel even when you're electronically asked to give a tip and you feel like you're being watched? According to a new report, the simple act of leaving a tip has changed from private moment to what many think that is a guilt tipping, and that's influencing how much we tip and our likelihood of returning to the business. A study published by the Journal of Business Research found that there are rising use of digital points of sale, tablet screens, swivels to face the customer, while convenient can contribute to tipflation. The feeling of tipping exceptions have gotten out of hand. Customers who used the more private countertop systems in the past were found to be significantly more likely to return to the business. On the other hand, those that are being failed observed while using the handheld system tipped more. The research concluded that the presence and an interesting question for business owners. While they might generate higher tips for their employees through less private payment systems, they risk damaging customers' loyalty and word-of-mouth recommendations in the process. They damaged my loyalty when they started making 20% the lowest tip default option. Me, I'm not worried about them seeing how much I'm tipping. I'm worried about my card is going to be declined. So there you go. Some stuff to think about. That is for sure. Anyways, with that being said, let's bring some John Smalls into our life and let him tell us about the Motivation Minute.
The Motivation Minute is brought to you by GenesisGoldIRA.com.
The Motivation Minute.
Today's quote was submitted by Arthur. Norman Vincent Peale said, "Change your thoughts and you'll change the world." What a great quote. I heard a similar phrase, "We find what we look for." When I heard a woman say that, I asked for an explanation, and she said, "If you're looking for happiness, you'll find happiness. But if you're sad and you're looking for more sadness, that is exactly what you're going to find." I believe that to be true. If you're in a rut and you want to get out of it, I encourage you to find something else to think about and to focus on. I'm a big fan of comedy, so for me, my happy place includes stand-up comedy videos. Whether it's a comedy special or a bunch of videos from YouTube, I find happiness by laughing at funny stories and jokes. Try it.
The Motivation Minute.
This has been today's Motivation Minute, courtesy of GenesisGoldIRA.com. I'm John Small. Thanks for listening. Your favorite motivational quotes can be submitted for upcoming programs at MotivationMinute.org.
Hello. I'm Richard Exley with your one-minute devotion. Anyone who has been betrayed knows well what C.S. Lewis was writing about when he wrote, "Why is God so present in our time of prosperity and so very absent in time of trouble?" Those who have been betrayed weep in the night. They feel abandoned by God when they need Him most. And a horrible feeling it is. But God has not abandoned you. As surely as He was with Joseph in Pharaoh's dungeon, so He will be with you, and He will deliver you. Lord Jesus, be very near to those who have been betrayed. Heal their hurts. Restore their hope. Amen. If these devotions are a blessing and an encouragement to you, you can subscribe at oneminutedevotion.com.
Here is the news on the Rosenbauer Safety Show.
From Feature Story News in London, I'm Ollie Barrett. South Korea's ruling party chief says President Yoon Suk-yeol should be removed from office. It comes with a warning there's a significant risk he could try to subvert civilian rule again. Yoon imposed martial law on Tuesday, citing threats from anti-state forces, before reversing it 6 hours later when Parliament, including some members of his party, voted to oppose the decree. Laura Westbrook reports.
Speaking after an emergency party meeting, leader of the People Power Party Han Dong-hoon said his party had received credible evidence that Yoon Suk-yeol had ordered the arrest of key politicians on the grounds they were among those anti-state forces during the martial law. He warned that Yoon posed a great danger to the country. His comments are a departure from his earlier stand that his party would block the opposition's impeachment motion, which is set to be voted on Saturday.
French President Emmanuel Macron has called for a spirit of hope as the nation wrestles with a constitutional crisis after its prime minister was kicked out of office. From Paris, Ross Cullen.
Well, after days of drama here in France, another dramatic moment, the French president making a primetime address to the nation. He began by thanking the outgoing Prime Minister Michel Barnier for his work, saying that he was ousted in a no-confidence vote that was driven by the extreme left and the extreme right, who, he said, was seeking to create disorder, not order. Emmanuel Macron called for a new form of political compromise and did say that he would be naming a new prime minister in the coming days, and then a new government would be appointed after that. That, he hoped, would be representative of all political forces. Now, there have been some opposition lawmakers who have been calling for the president to resign, saying that that would be the only way to unblock the political chaos in the country. The French president was combative in his message, and he ended by saying that clear, decisive action is needed.
Syrian rebel forces say they've taken control of Hama, the second major city they've captured. The militant group HTS declared victory there a week after taking Aleppo after a surprise offensive against President Bashar al-Assad. There are weather warnings in place for much of the UK as Storm Dara approaches. It's expected to bring strong winds and rain with the threat of large waves, power cuts and flying debris. Heavy rain and possible flooding's possible in parts of the UK that were badly affected by Storm Bert less than a fortnight ago. Alex Deakin from the Met Office says it could cause disruption.
Storm Dara is brewing out in the Atlantic. It's going to intensify as it approaches the UK. Although there will be some heavy rain that could cause some problems, the really big issue with this storm is going to be the winds, really picking up during Friday night and into Saturday. Very blustery conditions.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.
Join us on all major social media platforms. And we are Radio Big.
Yep, that's what we are. No doubt about that. Let's talk about some things that happened back on this date. Back in 2006, NASA releases photos taken from the Mars Global Surveyor that suggests that there could be flowing water on the red planet. The images show deep gullies and canyons that scientists believe could only have been formed with water erosion. The release came a month after NASA's last contact with the probe. The agency ultimately blamed human error for the communication loss, but the mission lasted three times longer than they had originally planned. So there you go. Also, let's talk about some birthdays that are going on today. 70 Scott turns 28. Let's see. Molly Gordon, 29. A Boogie with the Hoodie, 29 as well. Wesley Stormberg, 31. Johnny Manziel turns 32. Holly Jackson, 32 as well. Zach Fox and Stormy Henley turn 34. Dulce Maria turns 39. Princess Sophia turns 40. Vanessa Rubio turns 41. Sarah Rafferty turns 52. Debbie Rowe, 66. And Kenneth Copeland, yeah, the religious leader, he turns 88 today. So there you go for some birthdays. If you're looking at some days of the year to celebrate, I have some of those for you. It's St. Nicholas Day, National Bartender Day, National Garbacho Day, National Miners Day, National Microwave Oven Day, National Pawnbrokers Day. Let's see, put your own shoes on day. Or were you putting on somebody else's would probably be the other question. And Mitten Tree Day, whatever that is. So there you go. If you need a random joke for today, I have one of those. There is a fine line between God bless you and okay enough. That's the line just before the fourth sneeze. So there you go. If you need a question for the water cooler, try this. According to a survey, lingerie is the number one thing that women don't want for Christmas. What is number two? Fuzzy slippers. Fuzzy slippers. So there you go. Okay. And if you need a phone starter for today, try this. What to you is the greatest Christmas movie of all time? Eyes Wide Shut. There you go. Hands down. Yeah, some people are going to be like, what? Yeah, look it up. You'll figure it out. Okay, so that's going to sum up our time together. At the top of the hour, I'll be going over to RadioBig.fm to do the things that I get to do over there. So don't worry about that. If you want to hang out with me, I will be doing music, entertainment news all the way over there. If you want to talk to Sheldon Primus, he'll be right here doing the world of safety consulting here on Safety FM. So there you go. Thank you for always being the best part of Safety FM and Radio Big, and that is the listener, because without you, it makes no sense to do what we do around here. If I can't leave you with a deep thought, I'd love to leave you with this one. Nothing in the world is as contagious as laughter and good humor. Keep that one in mind. Anyways, I know who you are. You know who I am. Love you, mean it, and goodbye.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen. Show them who you are.